I'm James Stewart, and you're listening to Timeline from VPR Classical, a journey into the characters, concepts, and events that help shape Western music. The Baroque era was a time of blending cultures as the European continent was becoming smaller and more connected. A mixture of influences from Italy, France, England, and Germany merged into a cosmopolitan style of music. The champion of this new style was the composer George Friedrich Handel. Handel's father was a well-known barber surgeon in Halle, Germany, and was already in his 60s when Handel was born. Handel's musical talents became evident early, but his father desired Handel to pursue law instead. Handel practiced his keyboard skills in secret, until he was discovered one day by the Duke of Saxe-Weissenfels, who convinced Handel's father to allow the young boy to study music and pursue his passion. It became a pattern of Handel's life and career to make social connections with important people. It led him all across Europe. As a young man, Handel journeyed to Hamburg, where he befriended the composers Telemann and Johann Mattheson. Mattheson would become a great influence on the young composer's music in regards to texture and harmony. Also in Hamburg, Handel met Prince Ferdinando de' Medici, son of the Grand Duke of Tuscany, who invited Handel to Italy. It was in Italy that Handel would discover the music of Alessandro Scarlatti and his love of opera and oratorio. He would also befriend Arcangelo Corelli and have a famous keyboard contest with Alessandro's son Domenico Scarlatti, which led to a lifelong friendship. During a trip to Venice, Handel met Prince Ernst August of Hanover, the brother of the future King of England, George I. Handel was employed by the prince, moved to England, and made his first visits to London. London would become Handel's city of choice. He became a naturalized British subject in 1727. It was here in England that Handel would write his most famous operas and oratorios, including The Messiah. Handel's music is the result of all of his travels and relationships with other composers. His eclectic style transcended national barriers, and his works were performed throughout Europe. His influence is evident in composers of his own generation, and especially those who followed him. Mozart declared that Handel understood drama better than anyone else, and Beethoven himself called Handel the greatest composer of all time. Find out more about George Friedrich Handel and follow the timeline at vpr.net/classical.